ready?
Yeah, let's go, let's go. How everyone's getting involved?
Not that high.
On the hill he's doing?
Should I do that after?
No, maybe this.
Oh,
Can you tell them the chords for Ine Yongula? I sing this every Shabbos. This song.
Yeah.
I connect you.
Yeah.
I used to not connect you. Rabbi Schick made up the song, one of the most beautiful Shabbos songs out there, in my humble opinion.
It's not the Gula, but.
Sorry, Abe, sorry, I'm sorry. Two musicians.
Sorry, guys.
I know. Thank you, Shkoich Avi. Thank you, Rabbi Shik. Wow. Okay, Shkoich. Wow, okay. See, for me, when we sing, for everybody it's different, because for everybody, everything is different. Nothing's the same for anybody. We have similarities and we can try and relate. You can try and empathize with somebody and try and understand them. In truth, you can never fully understand anyone outside of you. You probably can't fully really understand yourself, because every experience is so unique to each and every one of us. Everything. And especially when you tap into neshama, when a person taps into something so much deeper than, you know, the whole world is trying to figure out themselves on a psychological level, on a nafshi, on a nefesh level. Once you enter the world of neshama, as one of the tzaddikim say, al tadunas chavercha ad shetagia l'mekoymoi, don't judge a person until you reach his place. And it's referring to Al Pi Kabbalah, the place of that person's neshama by Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon had all of us are part of Adam, the neshama of Adam Rishon. So you can't judge someone because you don't know what his tachlis in this world. Nobody here knows what someone else is tachlis, where he comes from, where his makom, al tadin pashup sha means al tadin chavercha achid agielim komo, until you stand in what he has gone through. But al pi kabbalah, it's like so much deeper. You can't judge someone till you realize where his neshama comes from. And therefore, because of your neshama, that's why we go through everything we go through. That's why you were born. Why you were born. That's why you are part of the family that you're part of, is because your neshama. Because your neshama needed and needs to do something on this world. Our neshama needs to do something on this world. And that's why we were put to where we were put at the time that we were, the time we are, and we struggle with what we struggle, and we have our strengths and weaknesses is all very, very neshamadik. The reason I was saying that is because while Rabbi Shik was singing, while Avram and Momo were, and I didn't even know Abe. If I would have known Abe was here, I would have had the, I don't know how you say, a duet for three. What's a duet for three? It's called a trio. There's no like truet or something. There could be a better. That's what it's called. Quartet is four. So it's a good kasha. Someone could look that up, why it's called a trio, right? As a quartet, a duet, and there it should be a three-chet, a three-song. Anyway, we'll deal with the English language another time. So I, as we're singing, I was thinking about what I was going to say, and I was thinking about what I was going to say earlier, but as we were connecting to Shabbos, it's almost like perfect connected to what I was saying, what I'm going to say. I didn't say it yet. Rabbi Fear sent me a quote that I loved very much. And I said that I believe that this is one of the themes, could possibly be the main theme of this yeshiva, which ultimately is the main theme, in my opinion, of what life is about and reality, as we pride ourselves to say living in reality now as well, since 2016. And it doesn't matter when we were living in reality, because a person always needs to remind himself to live in reality, because the way of the world, the way of the default of the world, is to pull a person away from reality. What is reality? That's a, not for now, a discussion, but I could tell you one thing, and here it goes like this. This is the quote, and I want to preface by talking about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because today is his yard site, Chav Hei, I think today, meaning
yeah,
today was tonight's Chavav, Chav Hei, Shvat, is the Yard Site of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who to me is very powerful for me personally. One of the svarim that has changed my life, not only changed my life, is, I would say, Kihem Chayenu, is really my life in a very, very deep way. And I've said this many times, even though it's only cost me 6 shekel, it changed my life, and it continues to change my life. It didn't just change my life. And it's the classic Musser, and I know people are traumatized from maybe people are traumatized. Baruch Hashem, I'm not, I never had that. Try maybe a little bit, but Musser, because nowadays, and I'm not getting, this is not the forum or a class to talk about Chassidus and Musser. People think that Chassidus and Musser are two separate things. That's a big mistake. They're not two separate things. They're the same thing. They all lead to the same road, and that is to yourself. If and opening up who you are and living who you are, as I think Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I think, or it could be anyone who said this, it's anyway B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, because he's the father of these statements, is that it's not about knowing, you've heard this from me many times, it's not about knowing God and believing in yourself. It's about getting to know yourself. It's about knowing yourself and believing in God. And our tachlis in this world is to get to know ourselves and to get become more true to who we are and to get to learn who we are. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I think, said that how could a person live 70, 80 years and still not know himself? And here's the quote. Here's the quote, everybody. Listen to this. I'll send it out. The quote is, maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so that you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. And I'll say that again, because I think it's so true. Maybe the journey, and this is where I think people, myself included, we forget about this. Reb Tzaddik actually says this, so that's why it's interesting, because this is like a very Musser type of thing, but then it's Reb Tzaddik, who's connected to Ishbitz, who's in the whole world of Reb Simcha Bunim, for all those who are trying to connect to Chassidus and this, that's why it's really all the same.
Einzach.
It's really all Ein Zach. It's all Ein Zach, which means in English, and in Hebrew, oto davar, the same thing. Maybe your journey is not so much about becoming something. It's maybe more about unbecoming everything that isn't you, so that you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. How come so many times a person stops his phone and has conversations like we spoke in yesterday's shiur, and suddenly it's so simple. Suddenly life becomes so simple. Maybe just having a car ride with someone you love and you care about and having just a simple conversation that is not complicated and just a hello, how are you, and just a nice learning a Mishnah. It's like everything has become so. So Reb Tzaddik says, a person works on his midas, and he works on it, and he works on it, and I work on my anger, and I work on my tivus, and I work on my tivus, and then, oh, suddenly I feel free. He's like, you were that the whole time. You just needed to uncover that which was really, really there. As I said, I don't know if I said it yesterday, or I said it on No Mic Monday on Tuesday, right? We know what that means, that maybe it's the love that I have for someone is why I get so frustrated with that person. Maybe because I love my mother so much. We spoke some of the chevra last night, talking about maybe I love my father so much. Maybe I love, Ari, that's what you're going to say, Hashem so much. That's why I'm so angry. Maybe I have so much that is uncovering this connection of who I really just want to be. We make it so complicated. I got to go to therapy. And it could be you do have to go to therapy. And I got to work out my stuff. And I got to work out everything. Or maybe I just need a beautiful, healthy, good relationship and connection and love, all the rehabs in the world, all the rehabs, all the programs in the world that are successful in rehabilitating, and everybody needs rehab. And when I say that, I don't mean in relation to addiction. Everybody needs other people to be there for them. Everybody needs community. Everybody needs connection and love. Everybody needs to hear that I love you and that I care about you. Everybody needs to hear that I want to see you. I want to understand what you're about. It's not something that a person, we could try it again. Maybe we have to start. Maybe I have to start. Well, that's the problem. The problem is, I don't do it. Okay.
Everybody needs.
Okay, we'll try it again, okay?
Yeah.
Let's start it again. We'll start with what I need. That'll be easier, okay? Right? That's going to be harder. Wow. I thought it was going to be easier.
Don't do it.
I thought it was going to be easier than that. What do I need? What I think I need, and I think that which is most personal is most universal. What is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? I'll go like this, and then you could start. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, what is the Chafetz Chaim? Why do I love learning Hilchos Lashon Hara? You know, I love learning Hilchos Lashon Hara because I don't want to be 70, 80 years old and look in the mirror and say, I do not know myself because I've been so busy in everybody else's business. Because when I'm younger and when I'm young, I still have the hope that I can be a person who will actually love myself, love my wife, love my children, love Hashem, which is all in the same. It's all there. It's all there. And when you're younger, it's like I've said many times, and I love saying it, I love seeing that angry, right? What is it? Grumpy old man. I love seeing that old man who's like has bad midas. I love it. I have to screaming at the. He wasn't just screaming. He was like whacking the thing. Like I love. I saw this. I love the scene. I love when I saw that guy in the car in front of my mother's house. He must have been like 80. I don't even know how he was able to drive. He was so old, and he's in the car, and a car in front of him was like slow, and he's like on his horn, beeping his horn. I'm like, that is so beautiful because that means you actually are 85 years old and you're angry at the car in front of you. Shoot me, Chas v'Shalom. That's not the life I want to live. That's why it's so beautiful.
It's not.
Because when you see, yes, yeah, when you see, I'll tell you what's so beautiful. What for me? I'll say what's beautiful for me, Reuven Yonah. What's beautiful for me? When you see someone holding up a sign that says, from the river to the sea, babies. That why is that so beautiful? To have a Pesach. See, now you can write. Why do you love that? Yeah, no, but that's not why. No. Because when you see a lie, and you see something that is so not true, it validates what is so true. And it validates when you see someone yelling at his child in the airport and you see a mother being rude and it hurts. It hurts when you see, I'm sure we've all seen that, when you see a kid crying and a parent scolding a child publicly and you're like you hate that. You know why you hate that? Because you so badly don't want to do that to your own child. And you want to just love your child so much. And you want to have the most amazing relationship with your wife. But I like it so much. You know why I like it so much? Because here we go. I have good news for everybody, and I have bad news for everybody. And I'm going to start with the bad news. And the bad news is you will be that old grumpy guy. The default is, that's going to be hard to do, yeah. You will be the old grumpy guy. It could be. You will be the old grumpy guy. You will be the guy who thinks you're right over your kid, and you're going to say, well, who pays the bills in this house anyway? And you will tell your wife whatever, you're going to blame things on your wife, you're going to not have a good marriage, you know, all those things are the default of life. So that's bad news. You're not going to learn and feel connected to Hashem. All those things. You're not going to get over all of your trauma and connect to your parents. It doesn't just happen. That is the bad news. The default is that is what is the regular. Don't follow the crowd because the crowd is lost. If 50% of people get divorced and the other five, so that means 5 out of 10 people don't get divorced and the other 5 don't have a good marriage. So then the other 4 out of 5 don't have a good match. So then what are your statistics? Our statistics. Now, someone's going to say, oh, I'm fear-mongering. I'm trying to, no, I'm not. Not at all. I'm not at all. I'm trying to live in reality. I'm married. But now everyone's going to clap or not clap. I'm married, Baruch Shem, over 32 hey! Years. I didn't even say it. Oh, there he is. Okay, now everyone's going to clap. I put on a new shirt today. I love Reuven Yona. Okay. This is a fun one. I forgot what I was going to say. What was I saying before we got into all this?
See, that's bad.
No, but it was before. Oh, 30, yeah, so I'm married. I could say I give a shiur every week. I give a shiur every week. I love it about marriage, because I want to have a better marriage and a better marriage and a better marriage and a better marriage and a better marriage. And I'm telling you, I can't tell. We said this the other day. You can marry Miss Universe. You can marry the perfect girl. You can marry the perfect person with all the money, all the good looks, all the good midos, all the good family, everything, perfect, and you will not have a good marriage because you can't just have a good marriage. You're going to have to work, whether she's Miss Universe or she's the opposite of Miss Universe, whether she works on herself, whether she has, you're going to have to work to have a great marriage. And that works, and that fits with everything in our relationship with life. That's the bad news. The good news is, here's the good news. Everybody ready for the good news? Let's get a drum roll, Avi. Drum roll. The good news is that motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So if you daily learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, if you daily will listen to and keep on coming back to this shir, and you daily learn Hilchos Lashon Hara, and you daily learn a sefer that keeps you sane, and you daily remind yourself that I want to be a good husband. I want to be a loving father. I don't want to be like that angry guy who beeps, right? I haven't used, and this I could get a clap for. Ooh. I have not, wait till I finish the thing. This I'll take a clap, more than that. I have not, at least. I have not used the horn on, wait, I want to finish it. I did not use, I remember making that decision. You know what the decision was? Imagine you're standing online in a supermarket and someone in front of you is going slow, and then you go ahead and you say, you beep at them. Imagine they gave out, those air horns. That would be great, right? We should do that.
Should?
But what's, yeah, exactly.
Should.
So yeah. What's the pshat? The pshat is that if you don't, I have not used my horn on my car, unless it's someone backing up and it could be dangerous, for at least 12 years. That's a real clap. Yeah. So what's the good news? The good news is you're 18 years old, you're 19 years old, you're 20 years old, however old you are, and you're not 70 years old, right? Okay, Rabbi Lazarus comes to the shir, Baruch Shem. He doesn't have to come to the shir because he worked on himself younger. You take note now in your life And you could become whatever it is that you decide that you want to become. You take note of what you're going to become, because the statistics are difficult statistics. You're not going to just have a good marriage, but if I say I'm going to work on my relationships with myself, with Hashem, with my roommates, I'm going to begin working on my relationships. I'm going to begin. I don't know if we did a formal welcome to Zisha Lefkowitz. It's great. What a light. What a light. What a L-I-G-H-T, what a light to this yeshiva, to the world that has come into our world, Baruch Hashem, on a daily 24-hour basis is humbling. Humbling to watch him and to just see, Baruch Hashem, it's not a surprise. I know his family very well. It's not a surprise, but it's clear that you're doing your own work. That's what's clear. Oy. These times a little bit for me, I'll probably speak about it at the Shabbaton a little bit. These times for me are a little bit bittersweet, to be honest. Because as we sit here together on like Thursday night, as I look at the calendar in my office, and I'm like, because I said this, I don't know when it was. We could probably get the date of when I said it, because this week we're benching Rosh Chodesh. It's Parsha Shkalim, this Shabbos. We're benching Rosh Chodesh Adar, which means once we start singing, that's now, again, a person could do Tshuva Shlema, and a person can change any moment, Yafa Sha'achas, Tshuva Masim Tovim, person could change his whole life in 1 second, and it's never too late. No, not yet. Okay, Hashem should help each and every one of us. It's Erev Shabbos. We have a Leil Shishi tonight. Come, everyone. Avi's going to be here. You're going to be here tonight, right? Yeah. Avi's going to be here tonight. Yeah? That's Elia, all of us. Guys, let's sin. Let's Avram, you're coming? You'll be here tonight?
Yeah.
Rubinona, Momos. No.
Yeah.
Let's continue, guys. Let's chevra. Let's all of us. Let's ish esrei eyu yazaru lachiv yomer chazak. I didn't say a hilchos lashon hara yet. Quick halacha. Why don't I have the place? Where was this from? This is the regular one. No. We were up to somewhere. All right, I'm gonna be quick over here. Yeah, no, yes.
Donate
to yes. AZ House is a beautiful place. Beautiful, beautiful place. And it helps. I know personally the staff over there, Eric, I know Brian, I know the a lot of the Chevro who've been there. I don't know. Do I know her?
Maybe we can segue about that. Someone asked somebody, do you think I should go as Lashon Hara?
Should go there?
Should.
Hashem should help us.
Everyone should go to rehab. Rebbe said it.
Yeah. Talking negatively about a book or a publication or a production or a school.
Yeah.
Right? To say, oh, that book was so boring and it's a Jewish author. Lately, the articles in that newspaper are interesting. I have to be very careful. I think there was a video that went out because I was talking about a certain news outlet to us. You know what? Can we pause this for a second? Enough with the possible... Shuo Sina, who we miss and love very much. Shua, hi Shua, we love you. Shua just sent me today. Look at this.
I miss you, Shua.
I miss you, Shua. Look what Shua sent to me today. He sent me a guy. I like it because it's an old man also. I like it. The guy's sitting there. What can we do to stop? He's watching the news and he's watching TV, which we did back in the day. What can we do to stop living in fear? That was the thing. And then he clicked off the information, which means we underestimate how the information... What?
Take away the calendar in my house.
Okay, I hear.
And the clock.
We underestimate that the information that is coming into us affects us tremendously. Light up tomorrow with today.
Good. Thank you very much. Good.